W is like that.
Okay,
good. Okay. That's W. That's W. Yes, it's like this. Welcome. We are honored to have you here. Let's see, what is it? Today.
We're rolling by the
way. Oh, okay. The Transportation Committee will come to order. We are meeting in the Policy Division of the Transportation Committee. And Senator Pappas, we don't quite have a quorum yet, but we want to take your testimony. And then when we get a quorum, we'll vote on your bill. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 3031. Is a bill proposed by the County's Transit Improvement Board, a joint powers board consisting of the counties of Anoka, Dakota, Hennepin, Ramsey, and Washington. The board and its member counties are working to fund and develop transit ways to serve the five-county area. The board's enabling legislation creates the expectation that the board will maximize federal funding for transit ways in the region. In working to acquire property for transit ways using federal funds, the counties and their partners have identified an inconsistency between federal requirements and Minnesota laws regarding the disposition of excess property. The federal requirements provide that property is to be sold for its fair market value. This proposed legislation corrects the inconsistency and aligns state law with federal requirements. It's important to note that the legislation applies only to transit projects that are using federal funds for property acquisition. The limited exception for transit projects is similar to the exception provided to federally funded highway projects. And, Mr. Chairman, as you can see, that it's just a half a line change on 1.16 in the right of first refusal section of the statutes to allow transit funding, to allow the market value sale for excess land that's not needed for a transit project.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Let the record reflect that we now have a quorum. And Senator Pappas, it's my understanding that, and Mr. Shriver is here in case there's questions that need to be answered, but it's my understanding this just puts us in line with federal conformity. And Mr. Schadauer is here from MnDOT to talk about any questions that might come from that side of it, so looks like it's all worked out. And we're ready to vote. So Senator Scoy would move Senate File 3031 to be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Senate floor. Further discussion? Seeing none on that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Thank you, Senator Pappas. Next up, we have... Sorry, we need to recess.